A total of over 900 people were killed in the two-month war over the Falkland Islands, or Malvinas, in 1982. Argentina claimed then, as it does now, that it has the sovereign right over the islands. In New York on Friday, the Argentine Foreign Minister, Hector Timmerman, made an official complaint about the British militarization of the South Atlantic. After meeting the UN Secretary-General, he spoke to the media.
The escalation was caused by the statements by the British Prime Minister and by his defense minister and by several members of the British Armed Forces calling for a militarization and the military resolution of the Malvinas Islands conflict. At no time have they called for dialogue.
Resolutions at the UN have called on both countries to establish a peaceful dialogue over the Falkland Islands Malvinas issue. The Argentinians want sovereignty over the islands, while the British say that can only be decided by the inhabitants. Foreign Minister Timmerman again.
El Reino Unido está utilizando una infundada defensa de la...
The United Kingdom is using an unjustified defense of self-determination for 2,500 inhabitants as an excuse to establish a military powerful base that is serving its strategic interest. And I say it's an unjustified defense because the United Nations from 1965 has said that the conflict is a sovereignty conflict between the United Kingdom and the Republic of Argentina.
Minutes later, in the same auditorium, it was the turn of the British ambassador to the UN, Sir Mark Lyle Grant, to answer some of the issues raised by the Argentine foreign minister. He had this to say about the militarization of the region.
The charge from Mr. Timmerman about militarization of the region by the United Kingdom is manifestly absurd. Before 1982, there was a minimal defense presence on the Falkland Islands. It is only because Argentina illegally invaded the Falkland Islands in 1982 that since then we have had to increase our defence posture. Nothing has changed in that defence posture in recent months.
The escalation in tensions comes ahead of the 30th anniversary in April of the invasion. Ambassador Lyle Grant said the British have a responsibility to the islanders.
We are responsible for the defence and security of the people of the Falkland Islands, and they can be reassured that we will carry out that defence in a robust way if necessary. But we have no intention of ratcheting up the rhetoric on this issue.
Meanwhile, the UN Secretary-General has called on the two governments to avoid escalating their dispute and to resolve their differences through dialogue. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.